28-year-old Franceschi Flamis is more than 7,000 kilometers from home. With 10-month-old Maia in tow, she sells sweets for coins so that she can feed her baby and hopefully gather enough to rent a room tonight. That way they won't have to sleep outdoors in the freezing cold. She arrived from Venezuela 2 weeks ago after crossing the Atacama Desert and entered Chile as an undocumented migrant, like hundreds of thousands of her compatriots.
A Bolivian guy helped us cross the border at night. We had to crawl so no one would see us. We passed fences and trenches, and we couldn't make noise. The children couldn't cry so the police wouldn't hear us.
Franceschi is among hundreds of thousands who've traveled to Chile seeking a better life. While tens of thousands of Central American, Haitian, and Cuban migrants attempt to cross into the United States every day. But the migration crisis in the Americas no longer flows exclusively from south to north. According to the United Nations, nearly 6 million Venezuelans have migrated to escape hardships at home, with the majority heading south, especially to Colombia, Peru, Argentina, and Chile. Interregional migration has increased by 66% in the last decade, impacting public services and resources in the recipient countries.
They have the legitimate right and the responsibility to guarantee stability and conditions that create well-being for migrants, to ensure that the irregular influx of migrants doesn't produce poverty, human trafficking, and exploitation.
Chile's former foreign minister says it's now a major regional challenge.
Sharing the burden, I think, is fundamental. That happened in Europe. It wasn't easy. They arrived at a system of quotas of migrants. And I think something similar could be explored, at least in the Americas.
The UN's Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean has presented a Marshall Plan for Central America that requires funding, especially from the United States. U.S. President Joe Biden had offered $4 billion to create better jobs and safety. But so far, the money has only trickled in.
No podemos enfrentar.
We can't confront migration only with block borders, severe laws, or wall and police. We need well-being, security, and peace in the countries where migration originates.
It's hoped that regional cooperation to tackle the phenomena will be the main theme at the upcoming Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles, even with the priorities of the United States now focused elsewhere. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.